It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. Good day. It's a wonderific Wednesday. That means it's a winning Wednesday. You can win a $25 gift card to Perkins today. You just have to listen for me to tell you when to call. And you're going to call the same number you just heard in the promo, 702-298-1063. And, of course, 1063 is our frequency. But we got bigger. We grew. Yeah, we're 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. So this way people in Alaska can now pick us up on one of those channels, you know. So just play with your dial and see which one you get us the best on, 106.3, 106.5, or 106.7. And a couple things to tell you about. There's a blood drive going on right now at Mojave Community College until 2 o'clock. My appointment's 1:45, so I'll be one of the last ones there to donate. If you want to donate today, call my talent, 877-258-4825, because they will email you the questionnaire, and you can fill it out. And then when you go there, you just show them the little box on your phone, and it saves you about a half hour. Let's see here. The Kingman Beale Street was going to have Jeff. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's see. That one's still going on. Okay. Jeff Lessons is live in the Kingman concert at the Beale Street Celebration this evening at 7 o'clock. And you call 928-530-8434. There was one thing that was going to happen on Saturday called the Our Time, Our History by the Sounds of Kingman. And that has been canceled because unforeseen circumstances. You know how that goes. All right, now let's jump into the studio, and the CD is a variety of artists, and I'm going to play it for 2 days. I bought it at a estate sale with my friend Keith Sonograph, so it's got some decent music on it. And let me welcome my first guest from the Aquarius Casino, from Golden Entertainment, Mary Evans. How are you, Mary?
I'm great, Larry. Hello, Tri-State.
Yeah. How long have you been at the Aquarius now?
It's 7 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you left the chamber to go there, right?
I did.
Wow. Yeah. And did you miss the chamber?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
Yeah.
But luckily, they've got great events. You can always hang out with people.
Oh, yeah.
Network. They're doing good things there always.
Right. So, and you've done good things. You are a part of, which is, I mean, you're representing it, but you're a part of all the head honchos with Feed a Family.
Absolutely. So our Feed a Family program, it was our 11th year this last year. And for those that don't know, from November 1st to December 25th, we are asking people to donate either their points or $25 in cash, credit card, or check to feed families for the holidays.
Right. And you also do some fundraisers inside the casino, which is very unique.
We do. We do, yeah. Our decorating trees. So we auction off trees, each executive casino host from the Aquarius and the Edgewater picks their own theme, and then they decorate the tree to that theme. We ask our guests who want to participate to give us ornaments for the tree, and then we auction them off.
And you have guests that won't make it there during that time, but they will still send you their points or a debit card and some cash and something for the tree.
Yes, we get ornaments sent from all over the country. Guests even make ornaments. Once they find out what your tree theme is, they're like, I can make that.
How cool.
I can do something with that. And those are always, to me, some of the best.
Right, right. And so then the trees go for, there's a maximum.
Yes. So if once we do the trees the day after Thanksgiving, trees are fully decorated in the lobby of the Aquarius. You can go pick up your favorite tree and purchase it for $1,850 right then and there. We'll wrap it up for you, deliver it to you if you're in the tri-state area, and then you'll have a beautifully done tree all Christmas long.
I think that's what Sean Hammond liked the best, was delivering trees and delivering boxes of food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, how many trees did they have this year?
So there were 14 trees altogether.
Okay.
Pretty amazing. With the sell of the trees, all trees were sold.
Good.
And that contributed $11,000 to our program.
Wow.
In selling all those trees. So that equaled 404 families of four, or 1,616 people.
Jeepers.
That's pretty amazing.
That's got to be cool for you as a casino host and the rest of your hosts to say, look what we did. Because you guys theme the trees and you contact your clients and customers and look what you did. $11,000.
Yes, wow. And even guests that come in and never knew about the program, they're just visiting our beautiful tri-state area. They're like, what's this? What's going on? And we clue them in. They contribute. They bid on the trees. It's pretty amazing.
Now, you just don't line people up at the back door and give food out.
No.
So how do you distribute all the food?
So we work hand in hand with 14 food pantries in the area, all the way from Needles to Lake Havasu, Kingman, of course, here in Laughlin and Bullhead City.
And Searchlight.
Searchlight as well,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big program. And the food banks or the food, what do you call them?
Food pantries.
Pantries. They distribute the food.
You yes,
give
they
the
do.
Food to them. And that way, number one, they know that the people are qualified.
Correct.
And number two, if I recall, if they say, well, we won't eat the yams, they give them back. And then somebody else who says, can I get another can of yams? Then they get more.
Absolutely.
And so it kind of goes everybody on trust, and depending upon what the size of your family is, what you need in that box.
Yeah, nothing goes to waste. We do the food boxes for families of four. For Thanksgiving, we did 11-pound turkeys, and for Christmas, we did 7-pound hams, and then, of course, we put in all the fix-ins with
right.
those things.
Yeah, yeah, because I remember Sean told me one time, he goes, someone called him and said, hey, can we get some turkeys? And he thought, turkeys? What good is a turkey without everything else? And so your boxes are complete.
Complete.
Yeah, with mashed potatoes and a pie.
Pie.
Yeah.
We do all the veggies. So you've got the mashed potatoes and usually either green beans, corn, peas, something like that. Yeah, then we do the yams, of course. I mean, you know, who doesn't want a nice, big, beautiful
right.
meal for the holidays?
And your purchasing department works with your vendors to get this stuff at the best price they can.
Yes, we've been very lucky over the 11 years. Every time we ask our vendors, like we've already started the asking process now
Good.
To get ready for later this year for the program, and they always step up. They always do great deals because we know all the good that we do for our community.
Well, and then working with the food banks, you make sure that the people that need it get it.
Absolutely.
And that's the best part.
Yes.
So how many people, I need a drum roll in here, but how many people in 2022 did Feed a Family feed?
So we fed 2,558 families. That's approximately 10,232 individual people.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And the cost of that, if you put it in value, is about $64,000.
Right.
$63,950 to be exact.
Wow.
So we saved people that money, gave them a good meal, and then they can maybe purchase something for their kids for the holidays.
Right. So I guess your employees in general at both properties have to feel pretty good about this.
Absolutely. It's one of our favorite events.
Yeah, because it's something that's for our communities where we all live. You know, it could be your neighbor. It could be somebody around the corner from you or across the street. It could be a coworker even.
It absolutely could be.
That got a food box for whatever reasons, you know.
Absolutely.
And do you get many thank yous from the public?
We do.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised. People will come in and, we're already starting to get donations.
For next year?
For the end of this year. People have just been so touched by it. People who have had help in the past, are on better footing later on, have contributed.
Oh, okay.
You know, the next time that they were able to do it because they've seen it, they've felt
right.
it.
That's the best part right there.
Absolutely. That's what the holidays are all about. That's what our tri-state community is all about.
Exactly. Exactly. When they can give, they come give. That's fabulous. I know that our Kiwanis Club recently gave money to Shop. Well, it's called Shop with a Cop, but it's for the bike rodeo because they don't have 19 different accounts for that. But so they use it for the Shop with a Cop for the bike rodeo because they buy parts for bikes. And our Kiwanis Club gave them $500, I believe, and they sent us a nice little thank you note. You know, and those little thank you notes go a long way.
They're amazing.
You know,
yeah.
I post them on our Kiwanis Facebook page. But a lot of people just, you know, they say thanks and you never see them again until the next time they want to beg for something. So it's kind of neat to get a nice little thank you card in the mail.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And you get those too, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
We do. And we send out our thank yous too. So I hope the Kiwanis got one from Jeremy Jensen, our general manager.
We did.
He was sending out thank yous.
Because we gave him money too.
You guys did a great job.
Program.
And gave Feed a Family a very generous donation.
Yep. And that's what it's for, you know, because we want to make sure that everybody gets a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. And our clubs are all about supporting the locals, you know. So and other clubs gave too besides just Kiwanis, right?
Yes. We were very fortunate this year. We got great donations from Sunrise Rotary and the Rotary Noon Club. I guess they have some kind of competition because when Sunrise Rotary gave, then Rotary Noon Club gave $1 more.
Of course. They have to claim that we did better, you know.
Absolutely. Everyone wants bragging rights.
That's like our two Kiwanis clubs, the Morning Club and the Noon Club. We compete every year for the Salvation Army Ring the Bell. And one club will be at Walmart and the other club will be at Sam's Club. And we'll ring the bell all day and then the Salvation Army lets us know the next day which one of the two clubs won. And,
I love it.
And every year we've been doing this, our club has won except one year.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if Keith Sonograph, you know, or Ken Sonograph had an extra client that year and stuffed more in there or what. But this year we raised over $1,000 at Walmart. So that was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we liked it. And everything goes to the Salvation Army, stays right here in our community and helps the same people that you're helping, helps them with clothing or with toys or whatever it may be.
And that's the best part of charitable giving. No matter who you give to, whether it's a national organization or a worldwide organization, when you give locally, you see the ripple effect of what your gift gives back to the community.
Well, and that's what we're all about. This is our town. This is our three major cities in Mojave County and then Needles and Laughlin, and we're all part of each other. We have people that live in each community that work in different communities. And so we have to take care of our own, all of us. There are kids that go to our schools that are going to, you know, Grace Heck, who went to Mojave High School. Now she's on our city council, you know, and she talked about getting a box when she was young. You know, so, I mean, it's these people that we all take care of, each one of us.
That's the most important thing I love about our community. Like many, I'm from Southern California originally, and I get asked all the time, Mary, move back. And I tell people, not on your life.
Yeah.
One, because they don't have the Colorado River like we have, the beautiful water. But I've never seen a community so giving. And I've had an opportunity to leave.
Yeah.
My family originally moved here in 88, and I was like, oh, my God, what kind of one-horse town is this?
What did I do wrong? Yeah.
You know, and then I came back years later and just fell in love with this giving community. That's what's kept me here, the people I've met, the opportunities I've had here, especially in working with everyone and giving back.
Fabulous. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with Mary some more. If you have questions, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleeping and there ain't no place I'm going to. Attention local businesses. Hi, my name is Heather from Mojave Electric Cooperative. Consider switching to LED lighting to save energy dollars. Mojave Electric offers an LED conversion rebate to all of our business members. Start saving today with a rebate up to $5,000 by contacting our energy management specialist at 928-763-1100. Again, that number is 928-763-1100. Or by visiting our website at www.mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Bacon makes everything better. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery announces Bacon Fest. You can always add smokehouse bacon to your cheeseburger, your BLT, and check out the maple bacon pancake platter with eggs the way you want them. Try the bacon spinach benedict or the bacon pepper jack omelet. Finally, the bacon and broccoli breakfast skittle. And breakfast is available from open to close, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery. Bring home the bacon from Perkins, Highway 95, Bullhead City. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
Saturday, February 25th is the Rise Up Men's Summit at Abundant Grace Church in Havasu. The Rise Up event is a day of brotherhood and fellowship. The event features business entrepreneur and inspirational speaker Travis Harden, award-winning sports commentator and journalist Chris Broussard, and others. Rise up and declare a new day in Christian fellowship and brotherhood. Register online at cmn.men or at abundantgracelhc.com for the Rise Up Men's Summit at Abundant Grace Church in Havasu, February 25th.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by East West Financial Services. Are you thinking about retiring this year? Well, that's what East West Financial Services is all about, helping you retire. Or if you're already retired but you'd like to have a little bit more cash, well, call Jack Mafara. He's got several different plans available. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 years right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Bullhead City and in Kingman, and he sits down and talks to you for free. That's right. So call him, one number, 928-888-9828, and sit down with Jack and tell him what you got, what you want, and see what he can do for you. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Are you just a little chilly out there this morning? Yeah, I know. They came by my house to wash my trucks, and they said, this is a little hard because it's freezing on your truck, and the water's not coming off. Oh, anyhow, what about in your home or your office in Bullhead City? And Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your heat pump, whatever you have. Arizona Comfort Solutions can handle it, fix it, repair it, replace it, and keep you warm. Call 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, plan to bring your friends and your family to Laughlin Ranch on Friday the 31st of March for an evening of outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. Yeah. Get your tickets now for the Eagles tribute. This is an outdoor concert under the stars. General admission's $50. Or you can buy VIP service tickets for $100, where they'll bring food and beverage right to you in your chair. Yes. And then they're going to have an after party. Tickets are available at LaughlinRanch.com. Well, you just put up with it for an hour. Mojave Mortgage, yeah. Do you need some money? Well, you heard Chad on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. And if you didn't get his number, it's 288-2691. So if you need some money, I didn't hear him talk about his vault. He's got this vault underneath his desk. It's the size of the Pentagon underground. And it's full of money. Yeah. So you go in, you need a loan for, you know, $320,000. You're going to build this great big house. Okay. So you start filling it. You got to fill out a couple pieces of paper when you want $320,000. And then you look up at, you're at his desk and you're sitting there talking to him, and all of a sudden he disappears. Where'd he go? There's no door. There's no window behind him. Well, he went down to the vault. He gets your $320,000. He puts it on a silver platter and just brings it up and hands it to you. That's how easy it is at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up and get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right, back in the studio. We got about 4 minutes here with Mary. When the trees are sold, not everyone picks up their tree, or not every tree is delivered by the casino, right?
Some guests, they're like, I already have a tree, but I've purchased this tree. Can you find someone in the local community that needs a tree? And we absolutely do that. And we had 3 trees this last year that were donated into the community.
So this is regular guests of the casino that just paid for it and said, give it away.
Yes, they love the program. They think it's wonderful. They know that there's got to be kids in homes here locally that would love to have a fully decorated tree for Christmas.
So of the trees that you were decorated and then delivered, did you get to go on any of those and see the families and receive?
Actually, my floral tree was delivered to Hildy's house in Bullhead City.
Okay.
That's a sober living community for women.
Right.
And when I found out where it was being donated, I reached out to Hildy Hangus.
Uh-huh.
She's the one whose the house is named after. And I was able to go on Christmas Day to take a tour of the facility.
Oh, cool.
To meet some of the ladies there, explain the program, talk about the tree, 7.5-foot lit tree with topper and skirt, over 300 ornaments and flowers on it.
Wow.
And it was just a wonderful way to spend some time on Christmas Day. It reminded me exactly what Christmas is all about, what our community is all about, giving people hope.
Yeah, it's cool. For the fire department, 1 year I was wearing the red suit when we delivered. And back in the days when they delivered toys, they don't deliver anymore because it's too much. And I delivered, and walking up to the door carrying a bag of toys over your shoulder, I had some moms come out crying, and you said, well, don't do that. You're going to run my makeup. And, you know, and it is a real feeling, and just, well, it gets you so warm and fuzzy.
It's just amazing. Our Wizard of Oz tree was donated to a family with 5 kids.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
They had a wonderful, full Christmas tree, and now the family didn't have to worry about taking care of that. They could now do something else for the family.
And someone probably told you who they were, and so that, yeah.
Yes, once we find out that people are wanting to donate the tree, we reach back out into the community to those agencies that work with families in need, and they're willing to give us information, and then we deliver the trees.
Fabulous.
And the one other tree, the Beauty and Beast tree, that went to the Legacy Foundation, Christine Stamper Center for Help
Hope. Yeah.
That's our homeless shelter here in Bullhead City.
Yeah, South Miracle Mile.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, if you're in a homeless center for Christmas, you still would like to have a tree.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's going to be a clinical environment, but they do their very best to make it feel like home because it is your home temporarily.
So are any of your customers already emailing you ideas for themes for your tree this year?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
So we've already started talking and started the approval process because, of course, management has all rights to the tree themes.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting for approvals on that, and then we start.
Just in case you had one of your hosts that said, well, I'm going to do devils and dragons or something like that.
Right. Exactly.
And the GM would go, hold off. Let's talk about that. All right, Mary, thank you so much. Great information. We love you coming in.
Thank you again, Larry.
And filling everybody in on what happened. Feed a Family program is fantastic, and so many people benefit. And what was the total number? What, 10,000?
Over 10,000. 11,000 total for from the trees.
Wow.
So it was 10,232 people that were fed this this year.
Great. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks, Larry.
Stick around. We'll be right back. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063.
1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with the Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftland Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Dinner time. Pizza chain, burger chain, or freshly made dinners from ProFit Kitchen. Start with your choice of four different salads, then pick one of 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, four delicious bowls, and kids menu. All your drink selections, hot teas, wellness shots, custom sodas, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Everything is fresh and made when you order. It's the only way Chef Eric and his crew know how to make your meals. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuenforce, and the program each and every day is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. They're also experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That is the best part. Barron Alarm Systems, Barron Pools, and Barron Pest Solutions. Call Barron's at one number for all three services, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, yes. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center can help you do just that. They will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Then you get a certificate from Mojave Community College, and you don't have to go to the college. Yeah, how cool is that? Oh, and by the way, when you get that certificate, you make more money. Yeah. So start your nursing career today at Legacy. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. The Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. Pick your size, pick your windows, pick your door type. You want a porch, you want ramps, they got it all. Stop by and see the selection today at 5169 Highway 95, just south of Walmart in Fort Mojave. Or you can call Robert today at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. It's still Bacon Fest time. Yeah, smokehouse bacon on your cheeseburger, on your BLT, maple bacon pancake platter with eggs any way you want them. Then they got a bacon spinach benedict or a bacon pepper jack omelet. And breakfast is available all day long at Perkins. All right, back in the studio, and we have a guest for the first time. This is Jake, and Jake, I don't have your last name.
Chausey.
What?
It's a little bit weird. Yeah, it's Chausey.
Okay, it's no wonder that they didn't give it to me. It's like I never give out my last name, Tuneforge, so people go, what, what, do it? Yeah. I had a teacher in high school who gave me the nickname Atuna because he said, I'm not saying that name every day for 4 years.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. So tell us, you've been with Quality Mobile and Granite for about a year, you said?
Yeah, about a year, 7 months.
And you added a whole new element to Quality Marble and Granite. You added...
Right, so cabinets. We were originally a stone provider, a distributor.
Right.
But what people don't know about us is we actually are a one-stop shop. We have pretty much everything you'll need to do your kitchen remodel. And what I'm here to talk about today is mostly our cabinet lines. We have three different manufacturers of cabinets, in Euro and American-style cabinets.
Wow. And then people get to pick the shades, the colors, and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly, yeah. So we have pretty much every neutral color you need for your kitchen. And then a couple wild ones. We have some blue colorations, stuff like that.
Blue?
Yeah, yeah.
You have people that want blue in their kitchen?
We sure do.
Two listeners just went, yeah, me. okay, so then you do the installation yourself, and you take out what they had and put in the new ones?
So we're actually just wholesale, like I said before.
Oh, okay.
So what we've done, we've compiled a list of local licensed fabricators and installers, and then we give those to the customers, and we allow them to pick their favorite installer.
Okay. All right. So your job is to work with them on measurements and what they need?
Exactly. So, yeah, we have a design program called 2020. So we work with our customers, and we design their kitchens exactly how they want. We coordinate, and once we have a sketch written up and put into a 3D form, we'll go ahead and price it out, and then we hand it over to the fabricator of their choosing.
Okay. So and because you sell even the stone wholesale.
Correct.
So you don't install the stone.
Exactly. The same process for stone.
Right. Do you guys cut the stone to the size they need?
We don't. No. We just sell the full slabs, and then we have preformed and prefab slabs.
Okay.
They're basically finished on three ends, and they're cut to the countertop depth or island depth that they need.
Oh, okay. All right. And then speaking of islands, you probably get some people that don't have an island, but they want one.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people will put in islands afterwards, and then we take care of them with that. But most of the time, it is just a perimeter that people work with.
When they add an island, do they put it on wheels or just say, put it right here?
Occasionally, I have seen them on wheels, but mostly they're fastened to the ground.
Don't laugh at that. Mine's on wheels.
it's convenient. You know, my father has one on wheels.
Yeah.
It's easy to build a wheel right out of the kitchen.
My wife loves it when she's mopping the floor. You know, it just moves it out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, they're nice.
Yeah. So so what's your challenges when people come in?
Well, the challenge, I guess, would be getting what they want. You know, that's why we coordinate with them, and however long it takes to get that perfect kitchen, we'll work with them and add things here, delete things there, and then we'll send them the 3D rendering we've created. And
do you go to the house and measure to make sure you know what you're ordering?
No, we'll have the contractors go out and measure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then how many different companies do you have that you can get the cabinets from? Because I'm sure everybody wants them tomorrow.
Right. So like I said, we have three lines. One of our lines is Mantra by Master Brand, and those are pre-built American cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already put together, good to go. And then once they're shipped here, they can be installed right away. The second one is North Point by Hardware Resources. Those are actually ready-to-assemble cabinets, so they come in a flat-pack box.
Oh, okay.
They're a lot more affordable than pre-built, especially for the homeowner who wants to get it done themselves. And then we have a European line by Peterman Lumber, which is also ready to assemble.
Okay, fabulous. And then you've got your list of suppliers or installers, but I would imagine they work with you on when they're going to arrive and when they can start tearing out the kitchen and preparing
right.
for it.
Yeah, so all the manufacturers have their own turnaround times. Probably the fastest would be through North Point. They have a very short turnaround time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they give us about a week.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty good,
it's
huh?
It's very good, yeah, especially compared to the big box stores.
Wow.
The prices are also very comparable compared to the big boxes. Our pre-builds come in about 2 to 3 weeks, and then the Europeans is about 2 to 3 weeks as well.
Okay. And they can order the different heights and sizes, because one of the things I found out with my home when I remodeled here a few years back, they raised my counter heights.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah,
they're very customizable. We can get many different heights. We have all kinds of fancy pullouts that you can do for your spices and, you know, for your trash cans, et cetera. The options are really unlimited.
You got the wheels for the corners and where people want a wheel to spin inside the...
Yep, the Lazy Susans.
Yep. Yep. Lazy Susans, yep. That's it. Yeah,
we have Lazy Susans and just standard corner cabinets as well. And there's lots of different options people can do in those little corners.
So when they come in to see you, is all this available for you to show them online, pictures and whatnot?
Exactly, yeah. I can pull it right up and I can put a 3D rendering of the color that they want, the door style that they want,
right
up in front of them. Yep.
Wow. And you can you email that to them so they can take it home and show their husband?
Sure can.
Yeah. See, well, that's fabulous because the husbands never go shopping. Just the wives do, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, how many husbands do you get in there?
It happens because a lot of the time the husbands are the ones that are doing the work because they don't want to work with a contractor and they know how to do it.
Or they'll do the tear out first by themselves.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
And hire a contractor to put them back in.
Yep, exactly.
Make it look right.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
They have to destroy the kitchen, yeah.
Right.
The sink is hanging there. So do they come to you for just the cabinets? No sinks or anything like that? You guys aren't doing that?
So, no, we provide sinks. We provide cabinets.
We provide the stone, the
faucets. We even have some flooring options as well. We have tile and we have laminate options.
Okay. All right. So it's one stop.
One stop shop.
Yeah.
Just like I said. Yeah. It says quality marble and granite in the name, but we've got everything that people are going to need.
Yeah. Just about, huh?
Yep. And at very affordable prices as well.
I mean, what else do you need besides a floor and cabinets and granite?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep, the sinks. And we can also help people out with their showers. A lot of people put granite in their showers as
well. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's expensive.
It can be. But, you know, actually, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of affordable stone out there, and it can be comparable to using tile.
Okay. And then what about bathroom shower doors?
So we don't actually have any shower doors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nowadays, people are building them big enough they don't have a door on them, right?
Yeah, that's actually how I'm doing mine.
Yeah?
I'm redoing my shower right now, and I'm just going to have a nice ledge so you can step right in and get on out.
That's the new thing, huh?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, don't put a door on at all.
Don't have to squeegee your glass every time you're done showering.
Yeah, and your wife can walk in anytime she wants. Well, I don't know. Your girlfriend, whatever you have. Or vice versa, you can walk in on her.
Exactly. It works both ways.
Yeah. Walk in the shower. Oh, I just need to borrow the soap. I'll be right back.
Give me a second.
So what are the challenges when a customer comes in for you, other than just trying to lay it out in the computer, or do they sometimes present you with a challenge of a different size wall or a different shape wall?
Yeah, so sometimes there's challenges. You know, a lot of people will see things online, like on Pinterest and stuff like that, and say, hey, I want this. And, you know, we'll work with them and do our best to customize it to what they want. And you'd be surprised what you can do with cabinetry.
Okay,
quite a few things with just standard cabinets.
All right. So you can usually meet their needs.
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Even with their custom walls or...
Mm-hmm. Probably the hardest part is just finding what they like, you know, what they're going to be happy to see every time they wake up and go to their kitchen and make coffee.
Yeah. Now, with the installers, are you having any issues with them calling you saying that it doesn't fit or?
No.
Okay.
We haven't had anything like that. We're very straightforward about making sure that everything is the way it should be before everything goes in.
So when the homeowner comes in, you're going to give her a list of installers. Does she then pick the installer and they come back in together to?
Exactly. So, yeah,
okay.
We give them a list of five or six different installers, and then they'll call about and see when they're available to do the install, and then, you know, how long it's going to be and how much it's going to cost. All those factors are taken into account by the contractors.
So the installer is also part of the decision-making – well, I shouldn't say decision-making, but the process of ordering the cabinets.
Yes, I would say so. Unless a lot of the time customers do come in with measurements already ready to go.
Oh,
which
yeah?
does make it a bit easier. I can just slap together a 3D rendering pretty fast, and the waiting time is minimal. But, yes, if people aren't wanting to or just are unable to measure out their cabinets, then the contractor would be the one to go out there, tell them the sizes, and then they would come to us with those sizes, and we'd get it all ready for them.
Do you get people that want, now I want my refrigerator over here, I want my dishwasher over here, I want to change something around, and now you got to move plumbing and electrical and whatnot? Is that something the installer can take care of?
So, yes, that happens quite a bit where people want to move their refrigerator or their dishwasher. And, yes, if they're moving the dishwasher, a lot of plumbing comes into play.
Right.
So a lot of the time the contractor will be able to handle it, but if they're not certified to do plumbing or, you know, they don't feel comfortable working with water, then the customer will usually find another subcontractor specifically for that trade.
Oh, okay. All right. But you do get people that want to do that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, people want to move their fridges quite often, actually.
Really?
Yes. And the fridge isn't as hard of a thing to do as the dishwasher.
Unless it's got reverse osmosis water to it or something.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Then you got to run that line somewhere from the old spot to the new spot.
Exactly. But other than that, it's just going to be one line they're going to have to move. So.
And now the refrigerators are huge.
Yes, they get big.
Do you have problems with people wanting to move walls because they're going to put a refrigerator somewhere else? Or?
No, it's never a problem.
Yeah.
No, it's actually it's nice to work with because then we can kind of rearrange things in different ways and lay it out in the 3D rendering and different options. Hey, would you like it like this? Oh, okay, we'll move it over here instead. But that it's nice when people tear out walls because it gives them a lot of room and a lot more room for us to create with them.
Oh, okay. See, I had a breakfast bar and I had a hanging cabinet that you could open on both sides and tore that all out and put an island in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of people are bringing down their bars and making their whole island flat, the whole peninsula flat, so that they don't have to sit on bar stools.
Right.
That's a very common one right now.
Well, all right, let's take a break. You want to give your phone number one time in case people don't have it?
Yes.
And then we'll come back and we'll chat some more.
Absolutely, yeah. So Quality Marble and Granite, right across from Target. Our phone number is 928-296-9951.
Okay, all right. Now, if you want to call in and win a gift card for Perkins, call right now, 928-201-3313, and you can go to Perkins with a $25 gift card.
Is your home or business secure? Do you need a complete quality camera system that you can record or watch live from your cell phone? Call a professional. Barron Security Solutions, 758-5499. Secure windows, doors, with a quality security system that provides 24/7 monitoring. Always local service and support from Barron Security Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or LaughlinRanch.com.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Mojave Health Coalition presents the second annual Family Health Fair at MCC's Bullhead City campus. The event features providers, local resources, and healthy lifestyle presentations starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 25th. Beads and Bling, It's a Mardi Gras Thing is a fundraiser presented by the Kingman Chamber. It's set for Saturday, February 25th at 6 p.m. The gala features live music, Cajun cuisine, and Mardi Gras fun. Tickets are available online at KingmanChamber.com. The Parker Veterans Stand Down is scheduled for Friday, March 10th, starting at 9 a.m. at VFW Post 7061 on Hopi Avenue. There's help for vets with legal aid, housing, employment, and more. The Needles Chamber announces its Lucky Greens Golf Tournament is set for March 18th. Call Jessica, 760-326-2050 to register.
Hey,
Hey, if you're out and about tomorrow night, stop by the Chamber Mixer, put on by the Bullhead Chamber at the Colorado River Museum and Historical Society, 5:30 to 7. It's right next to the Chamber there in Community Park. And questions, call the Chamber, 928-754-4121. And then there's the Resource Veterans Resource Fair, Friday morning. This is at the Chamber of Commerce also, 10 to 2. And any questions, call Jennifer at 928-879-5830. And finally, the Mojave Sunrise Rotary Club has a golf tournament this Saturday. This up, it says Friday, but I'm sure it's Saturday. At Los Lagos. Call Matt at Barron's if you want to get involved. 928. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not a golf tournament. It's bingo. It's bingo. Yeah, they're doing bingo Friday night at Los Lagos Golf Club. Yeah, there's plenty of room there. And so it's 5:30. If you want to get involved, call Matt at Barron's, 928-758-5499. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They continue to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, or they can buy equipment or supplies for any special classroom project. Submissions are being accepted now from teachers in the Mojave Electric Service Territory up until March 17th. Applications can be found on their website, mojaveelectric.com, or you can call their offices at 928-763-1100. You might be able to stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick up an application there, too. ProFit Kitchen. Are you looking at getting healthy this year? Well, better put ProFit Kitchen on your menu, because everything he cooks, everything comes out of his kitchen, either in the restaurant or to go, is healthy. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. That's the only way he knows how to make food. So go see Eric. Talk to him. If you're gonna have, you want meal prep solutions where you get your meal set up for the whole week, you know, maybe you want dinner for the week or you want lunch for the week, he can do that for you. Yeah. And you can do 99% of it on the web. All you have to do is go to ProFit Kitchen, spell it right, KITCHIN.com. Ah, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place to eat and shop. Downstairs, we've got the ice cream store, and we got restaurants, and upstairs, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, and then we've got the Levi's store, to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn, to the Pendleton store, and then five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable connection, fast, reliable internet with fiber internet. Yeah, I have it at my house. It's fabulous. I've never called them and said I have an issue. So you can't beat that. Yeah, then you also can get digital telephone and TV streaming service, all from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. It's a team effort. Yes, take the next step. Pre-register today. Go to TWN.com or call 888-227-2095. All right, back in the studio. We got about 6 minutes left with Jake. And when you talk about odd shapes, do you also get people that come in and say, I want glass in my cabinets?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want wood. I want glass. Well, put the microphone right in front of your mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do. We offer glass cabinets for almost all of our – actually, all three of our manufacturers offer a glass cabinet option.
Is that pretty common now?
It is. Yes. Yeah, actually. They're actually very common.
Because we see – I see them on TV. Do you ever get people that don't want doors where they just reach up and grab things?
Yeah. So box shelves.
Really?
Yeah, they're basically floating shelves that go on their wall right where the cabinets usually go.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's actually very common recently.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, I just thought I'd ask people, you know, because I see these things on TV in different shows, and I'm like, wow, that's different, you know, and – but people do come in and order them.
Oh, yeah, the HGTV, yep, you'll see box shelves everywhere. And it just keeps it simple, not cluttered. Yeah, exactly. It's a nice alternative to glass cabinets, for sure.
Well, and I think even Seinfeld was, they used to just reach up and grab stuff for some reason. I don't know why. It sticks in my head. But so what else can you tell us about the cabinetry and installation?
So the cabinets themselves are all very durable, quality cabinets. Once again, quality marble and granite. We only endorse quality.
Good.
So all of our cabinets have plywood construction. And what that means is there's no MDF in the cabinet.
MDF?
MDF is a compressed wood that basically, once it touches water, it absorbs it and swells up, essentially ruining the cabinet and its integrity.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
Who wants that?
Yeah, it's the very cheap cabinets you'll see the MDF in. So once again, all of ours are plywood construction. We use hardwood on all of our face frames and all the doors that we offer. They're all soft close doors and drawers. They're very quality cabinets.
Fabulous. All right. What else can you tell us?
Well, once again, the color options do change varying from each manufacturer. But they all do offer a pretty wide variety of colors. The turnaround time on them is very short, like we discussed before. And we do bundling discounts as well. So if you buy stone from us, we'll do a bundle discount for our cabinets.
Oh, okay. Put it all together.
Exactly. And then military, police, fire, those discounts also come into play with cabinets with us.
Okay. All right. Are we missing anything?
No. You can check out some of our stuff on Facebook, Quality Marble and Granite, Mojave Valley. Once again, we are right across the street from Target. We have a huge selection in stock if you want to come on in and browse, or maybe just if you want to get your kitchen sketched up on our 3D program. We'll take care of you. Once again, the phone number is 928-296-9951 in Quality Marble and Granite.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It was a pleasure, Larry. Thank
you. Give the phone number one more time.
Yes, absolutely. 928-296-9951.
All right. Thank you so much, Jake.
It was a pleasure
being
here.
Great information.
You have a great day.
All right, we're getting some breaking news. Raquel Welch has just passed away at the age of 82. Wow. How many guys grew up with her? All her pictures all over their bedrooms and in the garage and at work. Raquel Welch, gone at 82. Hey, tomorrow on Speak Out, Paul's going to be talking about the Sympanonic Winds. Yes. And sounds like a band or an orchestra. And then also Neat Pools and Supply. And then here in the studio, we're going to have East West Financial Services followed up by Arizona Youth Partnership. And so if you've not heard about them, tune in tomorrow. That's going to can it for the tuna. I will see you. And, well, let me tell you, a couple more things going on. We got a couple more minutes here. Mojave County Sheriff's Office, a boating safety golf tournament's coming up in Lake Havasu. And they got 50-50 drawings and everything else. Call Dave Berg, 909-241-7162. And then there's the Sweetheart Ball this Saturday night at Fiesta RV Park. And this is put on by Veterans in Motion from 5 to 9. Call 760-831-6350 if you have questions. And then Grand Funk Railroad. Yes, they're here in Laughlin at the E-Center Edge Pavilion, 7 p.m. Nevada time. Call the Edgewater, 702-298. Lost it. 2454. And then there's a tug-of-war on Sunday at Community Park at 10:30. Yeah. It's put up by Bullhead Parks. Call 928-763-9400, extension 8838. All right. Everyone have a great day. By the way, top of the news here in a minute, they'll have more on Raquel Welch passing away. And then following the news, you're going to have Sean Hannity in your ear for the next 3 hours. Thank you, and have a great day. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.